Well, if traveling halfway around the world to witness conflict is not your idea of a great getaway, we have a much safer local option for you. America's Stonehenge in Salem, New Hampshire. It's a classic attraction that has been drawing people for more than 50 years. Word of mouth intern Molly Donahue went to check it out and brings us the story.
Anyone who has been to Stonehenge might find the name America's Stonehenge misleading. The low-slung stone ruins don't look like the famous monoliths of southern England, but this classic New Hampshire attraction is more than meets the eye.
Well, America's Stonehenge, we think, is possibly one of the oldest man-made stone ruins in North America. It has been worked on for about a century, and it's still a mystery as to who built the site, where did they come from, what happened to the people that built the site, and what was the site used for.
Dennis Stone is president of America's Stonehenge in North Salem. He's been involved with the site since the 1950s, when his parents bought the land and opened it to the public. The low stone walls are of dry stone construction, which means no cement was used, and stone tools point towards pre-modern building techniques, techniques used by lithic cultures. While parts of the structures only date back to colonial times, artifacts like hammer stones and arrowheads discovered on the site point to a much older history. The most compelling evidence comes from 16 carbon dating tests, the oldest of which comes from a charcoal sample dating back 4,000 years.
The site is quite similar to other sites in New England. There are about 800 sites from Canada through New England and into New York. And many of these, again, are unknown as to what their origin is and who built them.
America's Stonehenge has always been a family affair, but it wasn't always called by that name. When Stone's father first opened the site to the public, it was called Mystery Hill, a legacy that still lives on today.
My dad opened it up as Mystery Hill Caves in 1958. By 1963, they changed it to Mystery Hill. People were thinking we're like a natural caves, like polar caves, which are really neat, but we're more archaeological, although we really do talk a lot about the geology of the hilltop. So they did drop the name Caves, so it became Mystery Hill. This is Mystery Hill, the name of the hill itself. And the name of the business is America's Stonehenge.
England's Stonehenge is a major tourist attraction, drawing up to 5,000 visitors a day. Despite the name, North Salem's more modest ruins don't see nearly that much traffic. But Stone's decision to call the site America's Stonehenge isn't just a business strategy.
Functionally, it's similar to Stonehenge, but the form of it looks different than Stonehenge. But the thing is, we do have the same alignments. We have the lunar alignments, solar alignments, and everything. So Stonehenge, name America Stonehenge, I think is kind of, some people like it, some people don't. I think it's okay. It tells you, you know, it is an astronomically aligned site. So, but Mystery Hill is still here too. And I as far as you know, we'll keep it like that, you know.
So. And as for the other non-human residents of the site?
Yeah, they look a little like they came from Star Wars, you know.
Down the hill from the ruins, in a closed pen, are a group of fuzzy alpacas. They're more family pets than anything else. But just because these fluffy members of staff may do more to delight than educate, doesn't mean they don't pull their own weight.
My son got real interested in them, and my wife wanted to give him some responsibility, you know. And we've had three babies born here. We may have another one. And we save the fiber. We have a shearer come up from Rhode Island. He shears them. We clean it, send it out to Connecticut or New York.
The diversity of the site has made America's Stonehenge popular amongst shows that look at the mysterious and unknown. It was one of these programs that struck the interest of Brian Behealer, a North Carolinian who made his way up to Salem, New Hampshire, to attend an annual summer solstice ritual that's been held on Mystery Hill for the past 20 years. He drove the nearly 900 miles overnight in order to reach the site.
Hello, I'm Beeb. That's a nickname. My real name is Brian Behealer. I was looking for something to do on the summer solstice, experience the energies and be around people who are looking into the same thing. So when I saw that this was happening today, I knew that I was coming, and so here I am.
America's Stonehenge draws people with all sorts of interests, from the spiritual to the historical, and even some who just want to see some alpacas. Whether or not the supernatural lives on at the site is anyone's guess. It's just another mystery on Mystery Hill. For Word of Mouth, this is Molly Donahue.